retaliated against the United States for imposing sanctions against it in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. Moscow called the U.S. sanctions illegal. Russia said it had nothing to do with the March incident, whereby Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were sickened by Novichok, a Soviet-era new nerve agent. Both survived but spent weeks in the hospital. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the U.S. was knowingly presenting demands that are unacceptable to us. We're being threatened with further escalation of sanctions pressure. She said the incident in Britain was a contrived excuse for the U.S. to impose sanctions. Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus Thursday, killing at least 43 people, many of them children. The International Committee of the Red Cross said that a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children under the age of 15 and another 48 wounded in the attack, including 30 children. Other accounts said more than 60 were wounded. The attacks occurred in the Houthi rebel stronghold in northern Yemen near the border with Saudi Arabia. In the meantime, the U.S.-China trade war is heating up. China announced late Wednesday that it will impose an additional 25% tariffs on $16 billion of U.S. imports. Paulo von Schirach is the president of the Global Policy Institute.
President Trump said in many different instances, even when he was campaigning, that we've been cheated by everybody, that everybody's cheating, that America has been taken advantage of, for decades, because our trade negotiators are all essentially incompetent, unable people, and that he's the great negotiator and he's going to get a better deal for America. Well, we haven't seen the better deal yet.
This is VOA News. During a meeting of the Syria Humanitarian Task Force, Russia, Iran, and Turkey said today they would do their utmost to avoid a battle that would threaten millions of civilians in the rebel-held Syrian province of Idlib. United Nations Humanitarian Advisor Jan Egeland estimated that there were at least 4 million people in the potential battleground in northwest Syria, and he hoped diplomats and military envoys would reach a deal to prevent a bloodbath.
There is, of course, only one way to escape this. If you're not going to cross frontline, then into government-controlled area, and that would be to Turkey. So of course, our appeal is to what is already the most generous nation on earth, I think, in receiving refugees, which is Turkey, that they will hold their border open.
He said the UN was preparing for any possible violence. Israeli warplanes struck dozens of targets in the Gaza Strip, and three people were reported killed there, while Palestinian militants from the territory fired scores of rockets into Israel in a fierce burst of violence overnight and into Thursday morning. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, at least three Palestinians died, a pregnant woman, her one-year-old daughter, and a Hamas militant. On the Israeli side, at least seven people were wounded. Elon Davidi is the mayor of the town of Wrote.
And I accept, not just for my country, I accept from the leadership of the world that especially the Democrat countries support Israel. Support Israel. Don't give money to the Hamas. Don't give money to build hospital and school because they not build it. They use the money to buy weapon.
The flare-up comes as Egypt is trying to broker a long-term ceasefire between the two sides. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday said he's seeking to smooth over a diplomatic dispute with Saudi Arabia.
We continue to engage diplomatically and politically with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have respect for their importance in the world and recognize that they have made progress on a number of important issues, but we will at the same time continue to speak clearly and firmly on issues of human rights.
The dispute arose following Canada's criticism of the Saudi jailing of women's rights campaigners. Riyadh responded by expelling the Canadian ambassador and halting new trade and investment with Ottawa. Lawyers for Zimbabwe opposition politician Tendai Biti says he has been deported to his native land after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more.